This week in the Missouri Senate, we review one of the 6 points called for in this current extra session.
Ready for allowing me to present Senate Bill 889.
Missouri senators are preparing for another return to Jefferson City as the first extraordinary session of the second regular session of the 100th General Assembly enters its second month. Extra session started on July 27th. By law, an extraordinary session can run for up to 60 days. Since last month, the Missouri Senate's answer to the call from the executive branch has been set aside and replaced with new measures from the Missouri House of Representatives. When the governor amended his call earlier this month, it was for one specific addition, which was also contained in a separate proposal during the regular legislative session earlier this year. Senator Andrew Koenig of Manchester sponsored Senate Bill 889, which had two components, one of which was carjacking.
It allows our Attorney General to have concurrent jurisdiction within the city of St. Louis for first and second degree murder and carjacking. I believe we need to make sure that these dangerous felonies, such as murder and carjacking, are convicted to get criminals off the street. And I think the resources in the Attorney General's office could help and go a long ways towards getting convictions.
New rules governing carjacking were addressed in other legislation during the regular legislative session. During the Missouri Senate Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence Committee hearing on Senate Bill 889 back on March 10th, Senator Carla May of St. Louis told the sponsor, if this idea works, it should be enabled for the entire state and not just for St. Louis.
Looking at crime through a different lens, that now you want to put the circuit attorney's decision under the supervision of the attorney general, so now you're expanding the scope of the attorney general's office to just include St. Louis City. I think this is biased, and I want you to know it, because if you're going to put violent crimes and all of this under the attorney general's office, you need to do it for the entire state. That would make it look better.
Senate Bill 889 never made it further than committee and was never considered by the entire Missouri Senate. In the meantime, 5 of the 6 House bills that now comprise the legislation for the current extra session are on their way to the upper chamber. Missouri senators intend to consider these measures next week.
August 31st, 2020 at 10 a.m.
This is also the week when most legislation that was passed during the regular legislative session becomes law, minus those proposals with emergency clauses or those that take effect at different times or years. Most new laws take effect on August 28th. We will focus on these new statutes in future weeks. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.